An early trial of an experimental COVID-19 vaccine from Pfizer and BioNTech is showing big promise today. Stocks are climbing on Wall Street today on the news. Bloomberg reporter Bailey Lipschultz joins us now to tell us a little bit more about it. Bailey, what was promising about this trial?
So this was a study of BioNTech and Pfizer's experimental COVID-19 vaccine. And why it's promising is they showed some data from 24 patients receiving the two lower doses, and it showed that they were able to create elevated antibody levels, and those responses on average were above the levels of those observed when they compared that to patients who had naturally contracted the coronavirus. So we don't know quite yet if there's protection for it, but this is a promising step showing that an early sign that this vaccine could have potential.
And did this trial show any negative effects or side effects?
There were some safety concerns, albeit smaller. Patients had chills after receiving the second dose and other things similar to that. But a lot of the doctors and analysts that I've spoken with more or less said that the reward outweighs the risk of that. And if this actually ends up being able to be shown that it has a benefit, it would be kind of moot to worry about those safety concerns.
So what does this promising step mean as far as the timeline for the vaccine?
So the companies are developing four candidates. This was data from the first and most advanced of those four. The companies plan to unveil data from the three remaining trials soon, and Pfizer's management has messaged that they would be able to advance into a phase three or pivotal large trial sometime this month. That, according to some of the insiders and people following this, could set up a timeline for the company to file for a potential emergency approval sometime at the end of the fall and keeps the timeline on track for a potential vaccine being in the hands of some patients and some people by January or the beginning of 2021.
Well, Pfizer, we know, isn't the only company conducting vaccine trials right now on the race toward a vaccine, but does it look like they may be the first to get there?
There's a lot of speculation and uncertainty. Moderna is actually further along in development at this point in time, but this Pfizer has shown the most totality of data. This is the first real data set. It hasn't been peer-reviewed and hasn't been looked at and confirmed by outside doctors, but this is the first real peek under the hood of what a vaccine can do. We've seen kind of scan data from CanSino and Moderna and another vaccine producer in Inovio. So this kind of won over a couple of people just because it showed actually what's going on and what is being seen with the vaccine.
That's Bloomberg reporter Bailey Lipschultz joining us. Thank you so much.
Thank you.